Now we're looking forward to hearing from the cottagers under the leadership of our sister Ozzie. Now these are the ones that are 6 to 8 year olds, and they've been looking into God's word, memorizing, learning songs, lessons, and so they're going to give us a presentation. Praise God, may God bless them on the stage. Bless us.
God bless you.
I just want to say a few words. I'm very thankful for Kellum Camp. Isn't it good to be here?
Yes.
And we're here day after day and listening and hearing about Jesus, getting to his words, and getting to know Jesus better, and then also finding out that we meet Jesus in a good way. And that's what's happening in our cottage too. We have been, well, let me ask this question. How many ever read Kellum's Fathers? Raise your hand. Well, that's good. Quite a few. And that's our theme this time. We're using Kellum's Fathers as a story, as an allegory, but then we're also learning many lessons from the Word of God. And this Kellum's Fathers is a wonderful book. If you haven't read it, I would recommend read it. It's a real encouragement and helping us to understand some of the things that is happening in our own lives. And I think we all came here to start on a journey to heaven. That's really what the book is about. If we have started with getting help and to get on with Jesus and getting closer to Jesus and getting closer to heaven. And so I'm very thankful this morning that we have this opportunity to get into the Word of God. And that's what we have been doing. The children learn some Bible verses that go along with our theme in the Pilgrim's Fathers. And Sister Ruth is going to read something in between verses and chorus and song that will, nutshell of Pilgrim's Fathers. And the things that we are learning. You cannot learn the whole thing. That's impossible. But some of our children here in the village, they're living in four cabins that have the names of some of the people that are mentioned in Pilgrim's Progress. And that's the Hopeful Cabin, the Faithful Cabin, that's Pilgrim's Progress. And then there's the second part of Pilgrim's Progress, Christiana, or those that followed on, and that is Valiant and Greatheart. So you in the village have the privilege to live in this cabin. And really should live up to it, you know. Be valiant, be a hopeful, and be a faithful, and a great heart. And so we are going to sing and recite some Bible verses that we're learning, or have been learning. And we learned, I think, everything this week from what we had to memorize. So we can use the next week and put it into the right places where we know all have sinned, for instance. It's in. It's in music. All right. So we're going to start and just listen carefully.
Is Young Christian's Progress, or Pilgrim's Progress. It tells the story of a pilgrim who is on its way from the city of destruction to the celestial city. At first we find Graceless, later called Christian, in the city of destruction, which for us is the world. Graceless carries a big, heavy burden on his back. Those are our sins. He had read in his book, which is the Word of God,
all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:20.
about? What must I do to be saved? Evangelist, who had come to the city, heard his cry and pointed him to the gate, which would lead him to the cross and the narrow way.
Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. Acts 3:19.
It took him not long to get to the cross where Jesus had died. There he asked forgiveness and lost his burden.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
His sins were forgiven and his burden was gone. Now he was on the narrow way, which would lead him to the celestial city. The narrow way is Jesus and I walking close together. Before climbing the hill of difficulty, he drank from the spring at the bottom of the hill, which is a picture of his Holy Spirit filling us more greatly. Now he could go on in the strength of the Lord. Many times he read in his roll the Book of Faith. At the Palace Beautiful, he received the armor of God to fight the enemy.
Put on the whole armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Ephesians 6:13.
As soon as Christian descended down to the Valley of Humiliation, he realized that his nature needed to be changed into the nature of Jesus. He had a hard time fighting the big monster, I, or self. But with God's Spirit, with God's sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, he wounded the enemy so badly that the enemy had to flee.
Yeah.
dark valley, he had to conquer fear. He also had to watch that he would not slip off the narrow way and not listen to whisperings by the enemy.
When I walk through the dark valley, I will not be afraid, for you are with me. Psalm 23:4.
Christian and Hopeful also had defeats. Because of grumbling, complaining, and discouragement, he and Hopeful were put into the dungeon of Doubting Castle by Giant Despair. Prayer, repentance, forgiveness, and the key of promise got them back onto the narrow way.
Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. 1 Peter 5:8-9.
At a crossroads, the enemy, as the flatterer, led them the wrong way. He told them how good and brave they had been and what wonderful victories they had won. While they were walking and listening, they paid no attention where they were going and found themselves caught in a big net. Only Jesus could get them back onto the narrow way. Why did this happen? They had not looked into the Word of God for guidance. Easy and smooth, at other times rough and steep, but Christian and Hopeful realized because of tests, trials, and victories, their lives began to change, and they were becoming more like Jesus. The two pilgrims had now come into the land of Beulah, a land of real peace and rest. This is the time of very close fellowship with Jesus. It was the borderline of the celestial city. Here they stayed for quite some time, till they had to cross the dark river Death. At the other side of the river, they were met by multitudes of angels and welcomed into the heavenly city. We in the cottage are learning very important lessons for our lives from Pilgrim's Progress. All of us are invited to start on this pilgrim journey with Jesus. He will walk with us day by day till finally we will enter the heavenly city to live with him forever and ever.
Hasten to
you very much. Very inspiring. I see you've been working real hard. It really shows. Let's all sing, follow, follow, I will follow Jesus.
Follow, 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 I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I will follow.
Let's sing the rest of that. Is it our songbook? Praise God. Follow on, number 380. We can bring our offering to the Lord while we sing. The offering this morning is put into the children's fund to help children come to camp who otherwise couldn't afford to do so. Praise God. The only offering that's taken at Pilgrim Camp, the Sunday morning offering for that purpose. God bless each and every one of you. Let's stand together as we sing that song for the given faith. By God's grace, we will. Anywhere, everywhere. Praise God.